Sorry about that. Today's daf on daf Memhei, we talk about Reb Shimon who doesn't hold the Muktzah. And the Gemara Mabez talks about it even more. Maybe Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Muktzah. El Gregos at Tzvukin Bovad. And Rashi explains because there's two things. That there's Dichui B'Yadayim, that you set it aside, literally physically with your hands. V'lei Chazu. And they're not fit. You know, these raisins, these things are going to dry out for a while. So it's totally out of your mind. Therefore, that's the only thing that he would agree to, that there's a muktzah concept. Otherwise, he doesn't hold the muktzah. That's something that totally out of your mind. So I was just thinking maybe something to take out of this. A little hashkafa thought. Setting things out of our mind, you know, as we're home and we're still trying to hopefully work on our tefillah and work on our learning, work on everything, and our avodas Hashem. Maybe it's a good idea as we get ready for davening to be matche b'yadayim, push things away with our hands, the things that distract us all day, whether it be those phones, whether it be anything else, and just push them away, shut them off, put them in a different quarter, put them in a different place. When we're davening in our homes, it's easy to have everything around us. Just put it away. Our davening place is just davening. There should be a sitter in front of you, v'zehu. And that's all. Matzke b'yadayim, push it away with your hands, like chazu. It's not fit. It's not that time. The time is to focus on being able to just talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And may we strengthen our tefillos, that we should be able to talk directly to Hashem more and more every day, davening and asking for Rachamei Shemayim, for all Klai Yisrael that needs Yeshua. And may Hashem, we should see it soon.